hello there. It's another day. I'm Jim Harrington.
And I am Bill Knight. Well, you know it's Thursday, and you know how I know it's Thursday?
Because it's the day before Friday.
Well, how did you know?
I don't know.
It's also garbage day for me.
All those 3 years in first grade paid off, you know?
Finally did. I'll tell you what, I graduate sandbox.
Oh, man. Hey, if you don't mind, I want to take a second to point something out. I was up very early this morning. You know, it's funny. I went to bed early last night thinking I'd get a good night's sleep, and all it did is it moved my 6 hours forward a bit, meaning if I normally go to bed at 11, I get up at 5, right? But if I went to bed last night at 10, I got up at 4. It's like there's a little alarm clock in me, and I tried to get that extra hour of sleep, but I ended up thinking a lot, and it occurred to me something very strange has happened recently in my life, and I thought it was something that I should mention here because it really has happened. I do voiceover work, or I used to do a lot of it years ago, and I had a website, and it was under my name, and I had it for at least 20 years. And I got the renewal fee invoice online about a week ago. So I went to the site to make sure everything was okay to renew it, and I couldn't find it. It was gone. It had been yanked. Now, the company that is responsible for posting it was sending me the invoice, so they thought it was still there. But when I went online to get it, it had been yanked. It had been disappeared after 20 years. So that's gone. So I canceled it. I figured I'm not even going to fight it. And then it occurred to me, you know, for about 15 years, I had something on Wikipedia. Well, one of the stations I used to work in, I think, had posted a story about my background. You know, they probably made these things for all the disc jockeys or air talents, and I was one of them. And it was a bio of who I was and where I worked and stuff. It was kind of nice, some pictures, things like that. And it was on Wikipedia for at least 15 years. And then about 6 months ago, it disappeared. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Just gone. Now, if I did a search online for Jim Harrington, I could find, like, bits of pages that were on out there from that, the Wikipedia article, but I couldn't find the entire landing page, the home page for it. So I was pulled. Somebody had pulled my bio from Wikipedia, and then somebody had gone and pulled my website from the internet. So it occurred to me that what we're doing here, I'm afraid, is hitting a sore spot. You know, it's obviously touching a nerve somewhere. You and I know that we have, we have a lot of people listening. We don't even know how they got to our page. We don't even know how they found us, but we have thousands of people every day who listen on streaming sites around the world, in Russia, Australia, Germany, England, France, all over the world, all over the United States, parts of Canada, down in South America, they listen. And also Bill and I have found recently, we've been listening to other talk show hosts, and the ultimate compliment is what? Imitation is the greatest source of flattery, compliments.
Sure.
We'll be listening to a talk show host, and he'll use a line that we used like 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And we'll say, well, you know, it could be a coincidence, or they could listen, and it may be part of their routine now, you know? But we're touching a nerve, and we're being effective, but it's having some negative results, too. It's affecting, you know, to lose the websites, you know.
Yeah. Let me ask you, what was the name of your domain?
HarringtonProductions.com. If you go there, you won't find it. Are you going there now?
Well, I thought it was Jim Harrington. I was going to say
no. Just Harrington. Type in HarringtonProductions.com.
Okay. Well, we'll go there. Well, we'll see what happens.
Well, he's as we speak, he's typing into his friendly neighborhood keyboard, and he's going to see whether it will surface. You know, that will be interesting if after all that I just said, it were to pop up. But You should end up on like what a landing page, I think is what they call it. It's when
no.
it's like a generic page.
No, and I've been to the
what do you
see
find?
Now? Did you have a Venmo account? A Vimeo?
I had a Vimeo account years ago, but I don't have that anymore. No.
Oh, apparently you still got that, so it's got that. But Harrington Productions is gone.
Yeah. See.
Well, wait a minute now. Mm-hmm. It might be back up for you.
Well,
No. The name is there.
It's a landing. But, it's a landing page. They call it where it says it's like available. You know, and it gives you three different
and
choices.
And you paid for it because yeah, I know. I saw you paid for it, but. Yeah, it goes, yeah, you can go to Moo Moo Trading, Film Production, Corporate Strategy, which is not yours.
I'm not going to pay for it, something I already had. I'd bet a heck with it. It's not worth it. You know, as a matter of fact, nowadays there are other alternatives to websites. So, but you know what gets me is when I first got this webpage up 20 years ago, the company that I hired to do it was a new company, and they were so happy to have me, and we were gonna be partners in this project together. Now 20 years later, they didn't even know that the site had been pulled. They invoiced me for something that they didn't even have. They didn't even know that somebody had yanked it. And I thought, well,
it had to be recent because I looked at it as recent as maybe 2-3 months ago. You know, we were because I was working on a project.
Yeah.
And
it just says that. Here's another thing that's going on that I was thinking about last night. Because, you know, when you, like I said, when you wake up at 4 o'clock and can't get back to sleep, a lot of things go through your head. Down in Arizona, the attorney general has filed some lawsuits against some 2020 people who were involved in the 2020 election. They had opinions.
Right.
They actually complained that the election was stolen. And because they complained that the election was stolen, they're now being prosecuted by this corrupt attorney general in Arizona. And an unindicted co-conspirator is one Mr. Donald Trump. They're not indicting him, but they're saying, he's kind of a co-conspirator. We're not going to indict him, but we want the world to know we think he's involved, too. No,
well, they go a little bit further than that. I mean, because we're on the same page. I think I read to you this morning the headline that I...
That was Arizona. Now, Michigan.
Yeah. Yes.
Michigan yesterday. The same exact thing, right? The same thing in Michigan. They made Donald Trump an unindicted co-conspirator. They went after him and Rudy Giuliani. Now, and they're going after, electors, alternates and stuff like that. This is a full court press on the part of the Biden people because they're afraid that he's going to lose. I mean, Joe Biden is a bumbling, stumbling, but if he was just bumbling, if he was just stumbling, well, we could get along with it. But the guy is doing a lot of bad stuff, okay? I don't care what you may think. Oh, I like Joe Biden. I don't know what you're talking about. This guy is doing one bad thing after another. But first of all, you had something you wanted to say. I wanted to play
I was just going to say, go ahead and do that. We can talk about this afterwards.
I just wanted to point out how Joe was yesterday. This is Joe Biden on the stump yesterday, I believe in Florida. Listen.
Most significant investments in climate ever. The work that you risked your life doing lots of it.
No, I have no idea what he just said. Nothing.
Well, but he's on his climate thing and change. Yeah. And, there's a lot of news about that, they're purporting is not real.
But Bill, I'm not done. I'm not done.
Okay.
No. You are aware of the fact that he has driven 18-wheelers. You know that, right?
Besides, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. You know what I did? That's exactly right.
Yeah, he drove an 18-wheeler. Did you know that?
What did the guy say in the background?
And he said, that's exactly
right.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. Yeah, like, was it somebody affirming that? Because I'd like to see his CDL license. He's got to have a copy. There's got to be a record of it.
No, please.
So I challenged the media to produce the CDL license.
He drove it. He didn't need one because,
Did he fly a plane? Did he fly a rocket? Did he sail a ship?
He was a submariner.
He built a bridge. Oh, he was a submariner.
And he was an astronaut.
Yeah. Well, you know, he was. He was in that Moonshot movie, too. You know, that one where they fired the bullet out of the cannon and it went in the eye of the moon. That was Joe.
That was like one of the first movies ever made in the history of film.
1900, yeah.
Joe Biden also, he was following the teleprompter. I want you to listen very carefully. He's reading off the teleprompter.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years.
Boy, that was staged because you know what? You go to every Biden rally, and you do not get the chance. So they are fabricating that. They're bringing
But do you hear the mistake? You missed it. You missed it, Bill. I'm going to play it again. Listen again.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years.
Four more years.
He goes, four more years. Pause. He's reading the directions off the teleprompter. The teleprompter scrolls. Okay, it's like a TV screen. For those of you who aren't into media, it's like a TV set. Okay,
and he's done that a lot lately.
Yeah, they scroll the text, and it says so. He's reading four more years, and then in parentheses underneath it, they put pause. Right? That means, Joe, you pause. So you're supposed to go four more years and then 4 more years. But Joe goes.
If I was the guy that wrote the teleprompter script for Joe, I'd be fired on the first day because pause wouldn't be pause. It would start with a P and end with a Y and there would be an S in there. And, you know, I would just.
He'd read it. Jeez. Unbelievable. 4 more years, pause. 4 more years, pause. You know, he doesn't like MAGA people. You know, he hates MAGA. Yesterday, he said this.
When it came time to stand with Ukraine and Israel and help the people of Gaza, we did that as well. At the end of the day, most of us, whether we're Democrats, Republicans, or Independents, believe that America must stand up for what is right. We don't walk away from our allies. We stand with them. We don't let tyrants win. We oppose them. We don't merely watch global events unfold. We shape them. That's what it means to be the indispensable nation. That's what it means to be the world's superpower and the world's leading democracy. Some of our MAGA Republican friends reject that vision.
He stands behind everybody.
Say again?
He stands behind everybody, every race. You know, yesterday was in history. It's interesting because when the Civil War ended after Republican President Abraham Lincoln liberated the slaves, Democrats,
I know,
initiated Jim Crow laws to punish blacks. Now, they continued for decades to discriminate against blacks. In fact, now here's a little catcher to you. The KKK was founded as the terrorist wing of the Democrat Party.
Say that again.
The KKK, the Ku Klux Klan, was founded as the Democrat terrorist wing of their party. The Ku Klux Klan assassinated. Now, they assassinated hundreds of Republicans and their supporters, including Republican Representative James M. Hines. All right?
I don't understand how the Democratic Party today can be so accepted by minorities. I think it's because they have historically owned the media, meaning they own the newspapers. I mean, I know there were Republicans who owned the newspaper back in the turn of the 20th century, but the writers and the editorial people were Democrats. They were always leftists.
Well, and what's going on now? September 28th, 1868, a mob of Democrats massacred. Nearly 300 African-American Republicans in Opelousas. So if you are, the
minority,
black race,
minority,
and you should know that when you go, well, we've been Democrats, always been Democrats. No, you haven't. You have been lied to, and you're currently and still have always been enslaved by one party, the Democrats. Now, to my Republican friends out there, I'll say my little spill right here. If you're conservative and, dare I say Republican, you should be very, very scared. Why? Well, They're coming for you. I mean, this is like the invasion.
Does this go back to what we talked about in the beginning of the show, Bill, with them taking your websites and?
Well, yeah, because they're you know, they will accuse you of something, even if it's something you believe in. It's never been proven that you shouldn't believe in it, but they will sit there and find you guilty of something, and they'll keep coming after you until they get you. I mean, look what's going on with what you just talked about, Arizona, because I had that down. They're trying to go after Ted Cruz. They're, as a matter of fact, they've already sicked the IRS on him. Well, he's guilty of maybe a tax crime. However, you know, there is that hush money case in New York. Now, Ted, if you turn on Trump, your tax woes could go out the window.
Mm-hmm.
So they're holding his life, his money, his wherefore all hostage to suit their narrative. Now, right now, that hush money case, everybody knows, even the left knows, and you know it too, there is no crime there. They're trying to make a crime. They're saying, well, you know, this and this and that. They're connecting dots that cannot connect legally, theoretically, or any which way, but they're going to do it, turn it into a crime. The dumb people of the United States go, well, it makes sense. They said it on the news, so it's got to be true. This is a lynch mob out to get Trump, and they're out to get every Republican, and they are going to do it no matter what. And if you are a lefty, you're out there going, yeah, sounds good to me. Let's get rid of those MAGA people. Then you are a racist. You are the homophobe. You are every darn, you're the Nazi. You're the communist. You're everything that you label us, because you are the instigators of it, and you're instigating it to have complete control and power. And let me tell you, friend, when those Democrat elites get what they want, you're not going to get what you want.
They're never going to be satisfied, okay? Understand that it's not going to end with something. You know, and understand this, that Joe Biden is not the top of the food chain when it comes to the left, when it comes to the deep state. That we're talking global, all right? Truly, there's a global elite that are running the deep state, and we are just one of the pieces on the table. You may say, well, what are you talking about? Let me explain something that's happening right now. You may not be aware of this. CBS owns a boatload of radio stations around the country, or they used to. And they sold them to a company, and the company changed the name from CBS Radio to Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y, Audacy. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a strange. It's a combination of, audio and whatever. Anyway,
Audacy, fantasy,
yeah,
I
fantasy,
don't know.
Yeah. They made a word, and they called the company Audacy. Audacy owned stations like WCBS AM in New York, WINS Radio in New York. I think KDK in Pittsburgh is owned by Audacy. I could be wrong.
Yes, they are. You know, they are.
Okay, so these are big, big, strong, powerful, successful radio stations. Now, the company has gone through some bad financial times because the company itself bought CBS at the exact wrong time with a very, very high interest rate. They took out a lot of money. They thought that things were going to stay the same. Then the rates came down, and they were strapped with this huge debt. I mean, I'm talking about they couldn't make a payment on the principal. They had to make payments on the interest, and they were just falling deeper and deeper in debt. And finally, I think they were on the verge of bankruptcy if they didn't file it already. I think they filed bankruptcy at some point. Audacy did. But
yeah,
along comes a guy with a lot of money, a guy who's going to rescue, who's going to rescue Audacy. His name, George Soros. Now, you may not, if you're not aware of George Soros, he's behind a lot of the left bad things. I mean, he's put some criminal DAs in place that have not enforced the law and caused a lot of the turmoil in some of the major cities in our country. He's financed these things. He's backed many of the anarchists around our country. I mean, he may not be directly involved. He's not sending his own people out to to light fires and to instigate on the streets, but he's paying for it. I mean, when you have a brand new pallet of bricks shipped to a riot area and dropped in the street, somebody's paying for that pristine pallet of bricks, you know? All those tents you see on the lawns of Columbia University and Yale and USC and stuff, they're actually paid for
somewhere.
Yeah, paid for by someone. Okay, so now he wants to buy Odyssey. I think the price was $400 million. He's going to buy it. Now, you may say, well, isn't that a good thing? I mean, they're going to be out of debt. Well, Odyssey owns a lot of stations that carry a lot of conservative talk. Shows right. like Clay Travers and Buck Sexton, Clay and Buck, Dan Bongino's show, you know, Mark Levin, all these programs are carried on conservative stations around the country. Do you think for one second they're going to continue if George Soros gets his way? You know, if he gets his way, those programs are going to be history. And, you know, once he owns the airwaves, then what? Does he go after the streaming outlets, the places that carry programs like ours? Are we destined for the dust heap, the dustbin of opinion, like a lot of shows will be? Truly, Dan Bongino and Clay Travis and Buck Sexton should be very concerned, because they may end up with no place to air their program. You know, I mean, they all probably have contracts right now, but maybe there must be a clause in every contract where they can make a programming change. Should the station decide to change format, they probably have an option in 90 days or 60 days or, you know, something. Isn't that how we used to do it in broadcasting? If you were changing a format and you had a syndicated program, you weren't locked in for the remainder of the contract. You could give them there was an out clause, Bill, in the contract.
Yeah, there was an out clause, but then we also had no competes, which, by the way, that was interesting, too, that the FCC has now intervened over regular law saying there is no such thing as a no compete.
You're saying that Bongino and Clay and Buck couldn't go to another station across the street?
No competes have always been upheld, but now the FCC is saying they are no longer enforceable for radio properties.
So Clay and Buck may end up somewhere across the street. But here's the thing.
Or they could end up out of a job altogether.
Those big stations that I was telling you about that are owned by Odyssey, I'm talking about big stations. A lot of these stations are stations like 50,000-watt AM clear channel stations that can be heard in multiple states. Okay? The other stations in the same cities, not so much. Maybe you can hear them multiple counties or maybe multiple streets, but not like these giant stations that were owned by CBS, that were owned by Odyssey. So now here's the thing. Not only have they put this deal across to purchase Odyssey, but the Soros people have asked the FCC to expedite the sale. They want to take ownership immediately, ASAP. What are you saying? Why do they want it so quickly? Well, they want to get in before the election. They want to get in and they want to be able to influence the election coming up. Now, in the radio business, and I'm going back to my days in management, when there was something like a purchase of a station that was happening,
it went up for public review.
The public had the option to review the sale, meaning they could look and say, well, this is not to our best interest. We object to this sale. And they could, in some cases, the public stopped sales from going through. But Soros' people, they don't want that. They want the FCC to say, it's for the good of the company. Odyssey's going to be in financial trouble. We got to get this, consummated ASAP. And so they don't want to have that public discussion. I would suggest, friends, if you're listening to this and you like maybe Dan Bongino or Clay and Buck or Mark Levin or Mike Gallagher, although Mike's on Salem. I think Salem's okay. But, some of the bigger stations that carry your program, if they're owned by Odyssey, they're going to be affected, you know. And they're going to cut back on the the number of people who are conservative who can get the message out. You know, and, they, yeah. And again, Bill, they're going to buy up. I'm sure these guys, they have the money. They're going to buy up the streaming sites too. They're going to.
Oh yeah, they're going to buy the streaming sites. You say Salem's out of it, but you know, I remember I forget the guy's last name now. Stewart. I want to say Etzinger or something like that. He was the primary guy that started. It was a religious broadcast company. That's what
right.
their mission was. That was his. That was his conviction, his faith, and that was it. Ed Etzinger, I think.
But
is
they
his
have
name.
They have always had like a secular branch.
Salem well, no, had- they started and then they said no because that was Stewart. No, but Ed's the one that said yeah. They owned a rock station in Bakersfield. That was. Yeah,
but
Ed's
I'm talking. They've had
Stewart's out of it now.
They've had this religious stations, and then they've had the talk stations, kind of like two different arms of the same company. You know, I mean, they've had. I think in Pittsburgh, I think Word is Salem Broadcasting. Okay, that was religious, and they had religious talk. Whereas WTAE in Pittsburgh, which is now something else, they are owned by Salem, and they are Mike Gallagher and Sebastian Gorka and things like that. They're not so much religious. They're more
right.
secular, you know?
Right. Well, I think that's because the guy that really started it, I don't even know if he's alive anymore. They've changed a lot, and Ed is getting up there too. That company is not what it originally was or intended to be. When I was there, I went there by fluke, but it was a good company to work for. And but they were all one mission and one mission only, mm-hmm. and that was, you know, the spoken word, and that was it. Anything secular, forget about it. They didn't do. They didn't want to do it. But now they've changed their ways, and actually they've made themselves in one way more profitable and the other way more vulnerable because their money was guaranteed the other way. They were, that's how they got big, because you couldn't deny the money.
You know, if you are a conservative and you're saying, well, what can I do? Well, you know, with this Odyssey sale, you can probably go to the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, website, and there's probably, I haven't seen it or been to the website, but there's probably a place where you can voice your opinion about something or at least find out how you can object to a sale of something. You know, if you don't think that your favorite station should be owned by a company that's going to squash conversation.
You would have to do it in mass. You would have to do it in mass because everything's automated down the FCC. It goes through.
But
a website.
It has to start somewhere, Bill. It doesn't
right.
start. It doesn't start as a mass movement. If only you know, you have to start with one person.
Right, but I'm saying the guy that's in charge of that is a radio guy, but he's a woke radio person. So the branch has changed. It's an uphill climb, is what I'm trying to tell you. It is a big uphill climb.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it were me, I would suggest that maybe you voice your opinion. Go to the website.
Write a letter.
Yeah,
write a letter, because now the only way they're going to consider a letter is if you are in the coverage, the primary coverage area of that particular radio station. But we know that we got people that, if you're worried about the stations in New York, there are people there. You ought to write your letters. And but, you know, you do it everywhere.
Now, here's the good news. The good news is we live in different times, and if you like the Bongino program or Clay and Buck, and if those stations are pulled, if they no longer have terrestrial radio signals carrying their product, you probably will hear them on some kind of a streaming outlet like we are right now, you know. And in a certain way, that'll be good for the streaming business because more people will be going to this side of the venue, you know, for conversation. Whereas, like I said, we didn't promote this at all, and we've got tens of thousands of people who listen to our program around the world. I mean, it's really quite impressive. What we don't have, and we should have, is some kind of sponsorship, because there are expenses to what we do. I mean, Bill and I have been fork you over dough to keep this thing going. For this is our third year, Bill. Do you realize that 3 years of us doing this?
It's 3 years, and you know this is this is a pivotal time. A pivotal time.
Yes,
my mouth is not working all of a sudden. But you have an election that's coming up, and that actually will determine the fate of this show. And I've talked to other podcasters and broadcasters, and we know in our heart of hearts and our minds that if it doesn't, I mean, if we look at the raw numbers, Trump's got this thing.
Easy.
But if we look at what's going on and how the deck is stacked, then this is it. Come, what's election day? November 4th or whatever it is?
I think 4th or 5th, And what you just said is absolutely, positively the truth.
It's done.
Bill and I have we've talked about this off the air. I mean, Trump, based upon honest figures, he should win in a landslide. But then he should have won, we believe, he should have won 2020 in a landslide. But they haven't, and we've said this so many times, they haven't fixed the system.
Right. I would say this time next year, this show may or may not be here, but every conservative show may or may not be here. They may not be here come the day within the weeks after election because, you know, if it's stolen, you know it's stolen. It doesn't matter. The left media is going to be out there. See, here it is. You know, we've dotted the I's, crossed the T's, even though you're going, wait a minute. Everybody I talked to voted for Trump, but yet it doesn't come out that way. And we're probably, they know that they made mistakes showing the numbers flip erroneously on TV. You won't see that mistake again. I don't think so. If they're that stupid and that arrogant, then whoa,
and
you've got a revolution.
You know, you can only bang your head on the wall so many times. You know, I mean, Bill and I have done this. By the time the election comes around, it'll be close. Close to us entering our fourth year. I think we start the anniversary date is December 16th. Yeah, so it'll be close. But you know, if they steal the election again, and you have to wonder this, folks. Look at this doddering guy who they have on the Democratic side. They've said, yeah, he's good enough to run him again. Yeah, let's run Joe again. Joe, sure, he's shaking hands with nobody and walking off the wrong side of the stage. That's okay. We really don't need him, folks. He's just there to fill a spot. All the major decisions are coming from someplace else. They're just having him hold the pen, helping him sign the signature. That's all.
You know, I don't even think he signs everything. I think someone does it for him.
It could be, too. You know, he said this yesterday. Listen to what he said.
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy for democracy?
Are you ready to choose freedom?
Freedom over democracy.
And, you know, I heard him say that yesterday, and I said to myself,
wait a minute.
He said this before.
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America.
Yes.
He said it last week. Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Wait a second. If you're in a democracy, you should be free. It shouldn't be a choice between freedom or democracy.
Well, he's dividing again. See, they keep dividing everything until they get it down to a sliver. It's like my days when I sat with a consultant one time. Well, we need to take that 2,200 songs that are in your library. I'm going, we don't play all of those. We play 600 records.
Yeah.
Let's take them all. We'll do a global. We'll test them. And then all of a sudden you got this big rock that you boiled down to 600. And then 3 months later, let's test those 600 records again. What about the ones we threw out? Maybe they want to hear them now.
No.
So we'd boil that rock down to 300.
Sure.
And then 150. And then all of a sudden, as somebody said, these are the 90 records that everybody wants to hear and over and over again. And then you go, why are you saying this, Bill? What's that got to do with politics? They are dividing and eliminating and breaking it all the way down to one small little fragment of the Constitution.
I think that's a pretty good example, but that's exactly right. You know, they do this all the time. I want to play another thing that Biden said yesterday. Now, I want you to imagine if Trump had said this. This is Joe Biden yesterday.
Think about the guys you grew up with. You like to get into the corner and just give them a straight left. I'm not suggesting we hit the president.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, that was a... Yeah. If I said that about Joe, I would be handcuffed, slammed face in the ground, no teeth left, because they'd knock them all out for me, and they would drag me off with my face in the ground, scraping on the asphalt.
Now, mind you, I would pay money to see Donald Trump step into a ring with Joe. I mean, and I know where my money would be.
My money would be on Donald Trump if they had a debate, but... Biden doesn't want to debate. Why? You're so far ahead? No. The polls say otherwise. Now they're trying to say all these numbers are changing, but they're having a hard time doing that because Trump still retains a lead over him, and so they try to make it an insignificant lead. But a lead is a lead, whether it's by 3 points or 30 points, it's a lead. So do the debate.
So, folks, we're going to keep a full court press going here for we're not leaving anytime soon. Bill and I are in this, you know, again, we're in it
to the finish.
Yeah, we're not in it for the money.
Yeah, we're not in it for the money. If we do put a fund me thing up, it'll be at your discretion.
Yes.
Because if we were in it for the money, we would have done it a long time ago and we wouldn't care about how the thing ends. We do care about how it ends. And if we do put a fund me thing up there, I can guarantee between now and November, we won't get rich and probably won't even pay us back for what we put into the show.
Oh, I agree 100%. But it'll be a nice show of support from our listeners. At least it would say.
Well,
that
you know,
it would
be a nice show of support. Everybody that's heard this, we do know that we have a big audience because we've checked.
Right.
But it's not big enough. And one of the things that we know, too, is that the host site, you know, they go, well, we measure downloads. Well, there's a lot of companies that download us and stream us, and then we have to get streaming numbers elsewhere, and we get variables on that. They're all big, but they're all different. But what we would like to do is the original host site is flooded.
Wouldn't that be interesting to see if you just do it for one day?
One day, get everybody you know, you pick the show.
Do it today. You know, do it today.
Do it today, or if there's one show in particular that you go, oh, wow. You know, number one, you do help us, but you're not helping us financially. You know, feed my ego. Yeah, well, it does feed the ego, but that's my radio coming out.
If you say, how do we do it? It's simple. You just go to itsanotherday.com, www.itsanotherday.com, or www.jimandbill.com. You'll see a list of our shows. And Bill told me something which is interesting. If you click on the show to listen to it, click on it and listen to it for at least, 2 minutes, you said?
I'm going to clear one thing up here. If you go to www.jimandbill.com, that plays a stream. It's a stream of...
You don't get a download?
Show and no, you don't get the download there. You're actually streaming from our private site that just runs a stream that we really don't promote. You know, and that's...
I thought we were a pass-through to Podbeam.
It's Another Day is that Jim and Bill is is a straight-up stream site. I think that you can link... I'll have to go back and check. I think you can link into it to the actual website, but... I've always learned that people, it's
so you're it's saying that the best way to do it is go to www.itsanotherday.com. That's it.
However, but if you search for Jim and Bill, just Jim and Bill, you'll see Jim and Bill, It's Another Day. We're number one in the search, search. So whether you do itsanotherday.com or Jim and Bill, it knows to go Jim and Bill. Oh, It's Another Day. Boom. Whether you Bing it,
DuckDuckGo, whatever, you know, it's
Microsoft, whatever it is, it will show. Even, you know, like DuckDuckGo, it shows up there too. So here's the thing, though:
you have to listen for 2 minutes.
Minutes for a download, because that they say it's a minute, 12 seconds, or even 30 seconds, but 2 minutes is. I got that information from these places that do. You know, a lot of websites, they sit there and go, oh, we got a million people. Yeah. They pay, these people get paid to click on sites, and they go to a website, they're given an assignment,
right,
and they go, oh, you click on this show. They're just clicking on the show. Yeah. So when you buy, just so you know, if you have a company and they're going, do you want clicks? Because we can give you all the clicks in the world. They're paid clicks. They're not real. Well, they're real people, but they're not real patrons of your site.
Yeah.
You're paying for nothing, because once that money quits coming in, the clicks stop. So it's a nothing.
It's a scam.
They sit there and they listen for 1 minute, 10 seconds. Most people sit there and go to the 2 minutes, because then they know that they got their 6 or 7 cents or whatever it is that they were going to get. And some of them pay 20 cents, but that's what they get paid to make.
Okay,
those clicks.
If you want to do us a favor today, all right, we'd
listen to the show.
Yeah, listen to the go to www.itsanotherday.com and listen to a show. It doesn't have to be today's show, but it should be today's show, obviously, because it's the most current. Listen to this show and keep it running for 2 minutes. Just, if you have other things to do, go about doing them. But even if you've already heard the show, right? If you've listened to it on one of the streaming sites and you hear about this, you know, 40 minutes into the show, and you figure, well, I'm not going to listen to the whole show again. You don't have to. Just go to the Podbeam, you know, which is our hosting site, and listen to the show for 2 minutes. Just turn it on for 2 minutes, because it will register. It will register, and we'll get a better handle on downloads. We, like Bill said, we don't get, when it comes to streaming, that's where most of our people listen to the program.
Right. The other thing you can do is just straight up download it. It will take you less time. Just download the show, and then you can listen to it at your leisure. So you go in, you download it, because after you listen to it, you don't have to keep it. Just delete it. Once you've listened to it, it's done. Listen to it in your car.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just go and download the episode.
Yeah, because then we get the credit. We should get the credit right away, and then you sit there and
Now it'll be interesting to see what kind of response we get. I'd love to see it be massive to blow out the gauges and meters at the site.
Well, here's the thing, though. When you think about it, we're 50, 60 minutes into the show right now, so we're close to it anyway.
Well, 42 minutes, Bill.
Okay, we're 42 minutes into it right now. We should have probably said this at the beginning of the show, because if you're here right now, you've already done everything that we.
But anyway, it'd be nice if you do it anyway, we'd appreciate it. Okay, and do it. Look, tell you what, you can do it tomorrow too. Just remind yourself to do it tomorrow too. It'll be a big help.
It always is.
Yeah.
But you know, again, back to the original, how it all started. We don't know. We can only predict the future. And I have a very strong feeling that Trump will win in the fall. Now, I'm saying that based off of you. But now, if you ask me with what's going on from the left, and history does repeat itself, which is why they want to erase history. They didn't want you to know about the Ku Klux Klan, that they started the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah.
But if history repeats itself, and you believe the last election was stolen, well, guess what's going to happen again?
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of people think that the 2016 election was a fluke. And you say, well, what do you mean? They were so confident that Hillary was going to win.
Right.
They had the parties ready. The barge in the East River was filled with fireworks. They were just getting ready to party hardy. Well, and all of a sudden, Trump comes along and he breaks the meters. He had a surprise night, but they said that'll never happen again. We'll never let that happen again, and they haven't.
Yeah, and what's interesting, the hush money case is really them trying to say that Hillary's election was stolen by a conspiracy that started before the election that she lost to Trump.
Do you know she's still throwing around? She's still blaming Trump and the Russians. She still is throwing that story around like it's a real story.
Because a lot of people forget, so they can go and rehash it, and then when it gets debunked again, they'll back away from it and give it a little time, and then they'll rehash it again. But they're going to take every story. I'm sure that the urinating on the bed thing, which was debunked, that'll come back out.
Well, look at the Stormy Daniels thing. You know, she's lost the case twice before. This is the third bite of the same apple.
Yeah, she's going to be a benefactor of a case that is not about her. This case is not about her at all. She was just the shoehorn to sit there and open up a box of what-ifs, innuendos, lies, and nothing that is even if it was even distantly, remotely true, is not prosecutable. But they're going, and that's why they're trying to say that this is about, you know, money, hush money, which is legal, but, they're trying to say it was a campaign thing because it was all about stealing an election. And so they're trying to, this is Hillary trying to vindicate herself.
Well,
she didn't really lose.
We talk about history, okay, and how important history is. And every time I see these kids demonstrate on these different campuses, I realize, for years I used to read about how they've stopped doing American history, for example, not a very important thing in high schools anymore. You didn't study about the American Revolution. Then you didn't start study about the War of 1812. Then you didn't start study about the Mexican War. Then you didn't study about the Civil War anymore. It wasn't important. I mean, literally, the school systems stopped teaching our history. And you may say, well, how important is that? Well, now we cut to 2024. We cut to the campuses, and we see the young students, the minds of mush, demonstrating against the Jews. Now, if they studied history, they would know that not too long ago, the Jews were persecuted like no other human beings on this planet. They were incinerated. They were manipulated. They were mutilated. They were just destroyed by a segment of society, the Aryan race, right? And this was a matter of fact. Places like Bergen-Belsen, Auschwitz, Sobibor, so many other places that were called concentration camps. Most of these kids wouldn't know what the hell they were. If I happened to sit down with some of these Columbia University students and said, tell me about Bergen-Belsen. Tell me about Sobibor. Tell me about any number of different concentration camps during World War II. They would look at you cross-eyed. You know, they had a reporter out yesterday asking some of these college students in Columbia, why tell us about Gaza? And the kids would giggle. These were college students, supposedly. These were Columbia University students giggling because they didn't know where Gaza was. They didn't know where Lebanon was. They didn't know what Hezbollah was. But they had the scarves, and they were chanting. Have you heard them chant, Bill? They chant. They sound like mind-numb robots. I'll have to get some audio and play it tomorrow if I can remember. Someone will say, we don't do this. And then they'll go, we don't do this. And we won't do that. And we won't do it. It's like they have no brains for themselves. These are supposedly the brightest people on in the city, right? These are the Columbia University students. In Yale, in New Haven, these are the Yale students. By the way, I was listening to a Jewish Columbia University student who was being interviewed, and he said, I don't know who these people are, meaning he pointed to the crowd. He says, these aren't my fellow students, meaning the crowd. You know, these were people who had come to the campus and were pretending to be students, but they really weren't students. I would be willing to bet you that a number of these people are the same anarchists who participated in the riots and the burnings in 2020. You know, the same group of troublemakers. But anyway,
I'm looking at headlines.
If you don't know history, then you are going to have a problem. Okay? Mm-hmm. You know, I even in my own family, I have family members who just don't want to hear about history. History is such a pain in the ass thing to talk about, right? Excuse my language, but it's true. History, no, it's important. You better darn well read up on it. Because, you know, think of history as like an instruction manual on what not to do next time around. You know, because you're gonna bump into the same troublemakers and the same things are going to happen. And you better know how we dealt with it before. Or it's going to come back and bite you again, you know?
History, though, has a way of biting both sides in the butt. I mean, Republicans are assuming by their numbers they're going to win in Texas. However, there's a shocking number of mysterious new Texas voters registered for 2024.
I wonder where they came from, Bill.
Oh, man, you know, it beats the hell out of me, you know, as the illegal, the undocumented immigrants. They beat themselves up now in downtown New York, and they're fighting amongst themselves.
Are you ready to cry? Because I got some figures here that are going to make you cry. At least make your eyes water, okay?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
In this finalized budget bill that just went through Congress, you know, went through the House of Representatives, and the senators all cheered it on. Oh, yay! And they signed their name to it, and Joe will sign his name, and $47.7 billion went to the Defense Department to support Ukraine's military with training, equipment, weapons, and logistical aid. $13.4 billion to restock U.S. military equipment sent to the Ukraine. That's just $13.4 billion. That means if we sent trucks, when you hear them say, well, actually, the money's going to stay here, you know, we're going to reinvest in our own stockpiles that we've depleted by giving it to the Ukraine. No, only $13.4 billion of the massive figure is staying here. $20.5 billion is going to the U.S. Armed Forces for their support in Europe. We have armed forces over there in Europe that are on standby, and they cost a
but
lot.
We're not going to war.
Oh, no, we're not going to war. $9.5 billion in economic aid to the Ukraine as a forgivable loan. That means, hey, look at Ukraine. Here's another $10 billion. It's a loan. All
forget
right?
Forget about it.
Hey, and if you don't pay it back, no big deal.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. Added to this, $15 billion in military aid designated for Israel and $9 billion in humanitarian aid dedicated to Gaza. That's right. We're paying both sides of the street in that battle over there. We're giving them all money. It's because, after all, it's only money, right? And you know.
So does the war machine run the government, the oligarchs that own the war machine?
But, Bill, this is not the crying part. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
This is the part that's going
to
make you cry, okay? In the $47.7 billion and the $13.4 billion, if you put them together, right, it's like $60 billion. That $60 billion would have paid for a complete wall, from border to border. The wall would have been paid for by that money. We're not done. It would have also paid to deport every single one of the illegals in this country back to their home country. All this money that we put into the Ukraine, not a dime of it going to the border, all this money that we're talking about, well, not all the money, two-thirds of the money would have paid for a new wall. It would have paid for it would have solved the fentanyl problem in this country caused by a porous border.
Well, now, the Democrats will have you believe, because I've seen the things out there. Oh, it's so hard to believe how bad the country, the shape it was in when Trump was in office. Joe's probably going to need another 4 years to fix it all. The fentanyl problem is Trump's fault. The border problem is Trump's fault. COVID was Trump's fault. The economy is Trump's fault. Although during Joe, we've got rampant inflation. The dollar is soaring, which, really? Then is that why the Chinese yuan is about to become the currency of the globe? We are on the brink of losing that, but we're saying in our news that everything is rosy. I mean,
well, hey, Bill, Biden is about to propose a 44.6% capital gains tax proposal. It'll be a 100-year high. Capital gains tax. He wants to increase it to make it the highest in 100 years. So while he's giving all of your money away, while he's paying for all these boondoggles, when he's paying for money to go to here and there, when he says to the Ukraine, here's another $10 billion. It's a loan, but you don't have to pay us back. It's just a loan.
Well, what is capital gains? We need to explain.
Capital gains is money you make on your money. It's money you make on your money. If you have an investment and it brings you a capital gain, that's profit. You pay tax on it.
Yeah, and they want to raise that to where the profit's not worth making anymore. You sell your house, it's capital gains. You paid so much for it, but you're going to make this. Capital
gains.
Now,
mind you, you bought the house. That was an investment, and you had to pay taxes when you bought the house.
So it's double taxation.
And every year you paid taxes on the house, and now you make a profit on the house, you have capital gains, you're going to pay more. Because Joe wants you to, he wants more of your money.
Well, you know what? Then I'm just going to lock up the house and just keep it. Well, no, now, because that's considered by Joe's terms. Oh, you've locked it up for 30 days? Fair game for immigrants to have. They can take it.
It's absolutely amazing. We are living in...
He's a thief with a gun. That gun is his pen, and he's stealing from you. Do you let a thief in your house? You do if you elect him for serious, but I don't think you have to vote for him, and he's still going to be in your house going through your everything and taking everything you got.
When you talk about the border and how important the border is, right, you hear about the numbers from the fentanyl deaths.
We don't have a border.
Yeah. Joe Biden has done nothing to protect our country, period. End of sentence, period. Nothing. He has facilitated the destruction of our border. He's laughed at us while he's done it. He said this.
There are Muslim communities, but African communities, Asian communities, Hispanic communities, and the wave still continues. It's not going to stop, nor should we want it to stop. As a matter of fact, it's one of the things I think we can be most proud of. So there's a second thing in that black box, an unrelenting stream of immigration, nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
An unrelenting wave of immigration.
Well, then, you know what? No, I don't want to put Obama back in, but we need to get rid of the old white guy. Joe, get rid of him.
Well, that's not going to happen. That's not. He's the front man. He's the stumbling, bumbling front man. He will do the work of the deep state. Whatever they tell him to do, he'll do.
Mm.
And and in the meantime, he'll fly in the big airplane. He'll get people saluting him, and he'll get people who will be calling him Mr. President. It'll be a lifetime achievement. He's dreamed of being president for years. He ran for the first time in 1988. That was when he was running, and they found out he plagiarized the words of an English politician. You know,
they lied about everything.
Yep.
Hey, you know what's going on this weekend? The White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Oh, yeah. I heard
the
about
Nerd
this.
Fest.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you've seen it before, where the New York City, all the correspondents, the news people, the liberal left news, they get together with basically Democrats, and they trash Republicans. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, ought to give old Trump an old left hook is what you ought to do. Ha, ha, ha. You know, what's going to happen is apparently they're going to be overrun by an anti-Israel mob. They're planning to attend the event, which could be... it's going to be interesting. Or are they staging this to highlight something?
Well, I can tell you is that you got to love Trump. Trump, when he was president, he ignored the thing. that the correspondence dinner, it was a love fest of leftist reporters, period. And if you think it was otherwise, you're kidding yourself.
Get ready for all the nasty memes and the reposts from the left, because have you ever noticed Republicans don't post that stuff, but the left does?
You know, and the thing that gets me is you'll see Fox News reporters up, and you'll say, well, it's not all left Fox News people here. You know,
they're not all right.
I was just going to say that. These Fox reporters don't think for one second that they're conservative. Some of these guys will pretend to be, you know, and the ones that you see at this press correspondence dinner, they want to be reporters for other networks. Okay, they want to be accepted by the people over at MSNBC. They want to be accepted by people over at CNN, even though they may have bigger numbers at Fox. You know, although I got to tell you, Fox is not having the numbers they used to have. Companies like Newsmax, networks like Newsmax, have taken numbers away, and social media.
But they're attacking everything conservative. You know, you're either the IRS is coming after you, or they're finding a way. They're attacking your money, your sponsors, everything.
Odyssey is trying to be purchased by a big leftist. I mean, you know.
And meanwhile, in New York, you've got the hush money trial where you got Pecker on the stand. And I'm not making that name up. The guy's name is Pecker.
God, you would have thought his parents would have had a lucid moment and said, maybe we should change our last name.
There's a rhyme in there because he's admitting that they lied about stories.
I knew his brother,
things.
Peter Piper, right?
Peter Piper, but you know, Pecker picked a pack of lies to peddle to the public. There's your headline. Pecker picked a pack of lies to peddle to the public.
Yeah,
Did he? He did, you know. And we lie about everything, but we didn't lie about Trump. He was in on it, you know. Come on.
It'll be interesting to see whether they're going to continue the trial. I think they're going to put him in jail, folks. Don't be surprised if you hear today that they're going to put Trump in jail. I mean, these people don't care whether it's legal or not. This is the whole, if they cared about the legality of this case, they wouldn't have brought the case because it's a big illegal case. Go ahead.
You know when they're going to do it?
What?
Tomorrow. Oh, going into the weekend, that'll be their big weekend headline, and then you got the White House Correspondents' Dinner where everything will be focused on that, and maybe the planned, invited anti-Israel mob.
Maybe the judge will say, Mr. Trump, we're going to put you in jail for the weekend just to let you see how it feels, you know? That may be something that they may do. I mean, that's a possibility, Bill, yeah.
And then while all the eyes are on this anti-Israel mob, you know, making noise, that'll be all over the news, they can sit there and bully, beat, and rough up Trump. And, you know, I was going to say earlier in the show, but we went a different direction. But, you know, with all the news going on and they're you know, Trump is an unindicted conspirator in Arizona, and so is Giuliani. You know, Giuliani's been attacked so much, and there's a lot of people on the right that are being attacked, you know, and I hate to say this, but, you know, certain people don't have the stamina to take those kind of hits and continually, especially a guy his age, and, you know, they're taking all of his money away. At some point in time, somebody goes, you know what, I quit. I'm going to just overdose on my sleeping pills. I'm going to do this. Or I'm going to do that. Or, you know, the other thing they can do is say, you know, the story's going to come out that we...
Yeah, or they can make it look that way, Bill.
Make it look that way. Don't be surprised that you don't see all of a sudden a flood of suicides.
Well, it won't be suicides. They'll sell it as that. But
of course.
These are people who are strong-willed, strong-of-heart people. I mean, Rudy Giuliani has proven his strength. There was no one stronger during 9/11 than Rudy Giuliani. He helped to keep the country together. So he's not going to be cowered by these people, but they'll try to sell it like that. You watch.
No, one thing and one thing for sure. If the word ever comes out that I commit suicide, I didn't, because I have
it's
very
not
fundamental.
In, it's not in your
DNA, my mind, or anything. Yeah, I could be in immense pain. And I have been in immense pain, and I couldn't
do
that.
You know what they say about suicide? It's a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
That's right.
That's how I figure it. So look at folks. It's going to be an interesting weekend. It may be interesting starting today. I don't think they have a right to be doing anything like this to Trump, but I don't think they care about law anymore. I truly believe it's a full court press on the part of the left. They're dumping everything they have. They don't care about optics anymore. If they cared about optics, they wouldn't be doing this, you know? And they don't understand. I saw somebody say Trump is growing in popularity in New York because he's in his free time.
Chicago, too.
In his free time, he's going up to Harlem and having like a impromptu rally with people, and they're loving it. They're seeing Trump, and they realize, oh, this is our guy. Well, he's one of us.
A lot of black people have been wrongly accused. Yes, there were people that were guilty of things or pushed into a lifestyle that they had to accept. That was the only way to survive. I'll put it that way. And now they're seeing Trump doing the same thing, but he comes and he'll come down to earth and is not afraid to come up to you and shake your hand, you know, or give you a hug. And they're seeing that in Chicago, too. There are a lot of people in the urban areas, white and black, that might have been Democrat, holdouts. They're going, nah, we got to vote for Trump. He's our only hope.
One more thing before we wrap this up. Democratic Representative Donald Payne of New Jersey, he had a heart attack, I believe, on April the 6th. He was in a coma since then. He passed away yesterday. Mm-hmm. Condolences to the family. I mean, we don't want to see anything like that happen to anybody, even if they're in the opposition party. This guy was only 65.
That's young by today's standards.
Well, the sad part about it, I understand he was a big vaccine advocate. So, you know, I'm not.
A lot of that's going on. I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean,
I hope to
there
God
are
that's
no
not,
guarantees
hey,
in
I,
life.
I got two shots of the darn stuff. You know, two of the biggest mistakes that I made was getting that darn shot.
I didn't get the shot.
I know.
But the sad reality is either one of us or both of us could drop tomorrow, tonight, today. I have a belief on the vaccine that, they've proven that it doesn't work for what they say it does. But there are a lot of people that are dropping like flies with, what is it, myocarditis. Yeah, carditis.
Yeah.
They're dropping from that and for other reasons, but the thing they have in common, they all got the shot. So I think that the shot came in the real form and the placebo form. This is just a theory
that it was
controlled.
A random thing that you didn't know?
A random population control. That they wanted to sit there, because
we live in sad times.
Well, the guy behind the vaccine wants the population reduced.
I know. You're talking about Bill Gates.
That would be the guy.
Yeah. Hey, folks. That is going to be it. Again, do us a favor today, at least. Go download the show. Right. Go download our show today. Because we want to jack up those numbers and see what the download numbers are like.
Do it now.
It's also a way for us to find out whether we're getting honest figures from the downloading people at our
well,
site.
Here's what you do. You download it, and then you just send an email that says
it can be a blank
done.
Email. Yeah, done is fine. That's why you say
done. And we would understand because then we know. But, you know, a lot of people don't. I've talked to other podcasters and, you know, big numbers, small numbers.
Yeah.
They don't get a lot of emails, you know.
Yeah.
I got to go in today and check.
It takes some work to do that, you know. People have to take time out of their day to stop down to do a.
We do get a lot of emails, but they're from people trying to sell us something.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, now here we go again.
Anyway, our website address is www.itsanotherday.com, www.itsanotherday.com. That's the only one I'll give you today because that's the one we want you to go to download the show, okay? www.itsanotherday.com. You can also contact us there. Our email address is there. And all you want to download other shows, they're there too. Anything else you want to add, Bill?
No, I think it's just time for those kind words that we always end the show with,
uh-huh.
Day after day, time after time.
Yes.
Hasta la vista, baby. We're out of here.
This is CRN America.